stronger. You guys enjoy learning here better, Mr. Spanish? Not even in the ball corner. Mr. Spanish. Upstairs in the basement. Okay. Okay, we're about to embark upon one of the most famous sugyas, definitely one of the most relevant halakha ma'aseh sugyas in the second parak, and that is the unique status of sukkah on the first night of sukkahs. The question is to be asked, is there even anything unique about the first night of sukkahs? Why are we so convinced that the first night is different? So the truth is, it's actually a machlekes ha'tanaim. So the Mishnah begins, the first in the Ramah Kamos, it's the Mishnah, Nav Chav Zayin, Amid Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Arba Esrei Sudas Chayv Adam Lecha B'Sukkah, Achas B'Yom V'Achas B'Layla. A person is required in the Torah to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah, one by day and one by night. The Gemara is going to elaborate upon where this comes from. Not a great surprise that the source for this is about the same source as everything else that we've been learning for the last 4 weeks, and that is what? Teishu Tein Taduru. So Rabbi Eliezer understood that people eat one meal a day and one meal a night. The institution of lunch was an innovation of the Western world a couple hundred years ago. Nobody ever dreamt of eating lunch in the old days. You ate breakfast in the morning, you ate dinner when you came back from work, and shine. So comes Rabbi Eliezer and says, therefore, to mimic dira, you have to fulfill 14 sudas in the sukkah. The Chacham say, "Ain't ever kids." The Chacham say, "It's not true. There is no set amount of 14 meals." For care, the Chacham say that the word dira actually is a point there. Actually teaches us that just as during the year in your house, you sometimes skip a meal here and there, you don't always eat breakfast, you don't always eat dinner, so too you have a right to skip a meal on Sukkot as well. That's also part of the parashah from dira. But chutz v'leil yom tefarish and shechag b'la. The only thing is that the chachamim make a distinction between the first night and the subsequent nights, the subsequent days, subsequent nights. The first night, you mechuyev tefarish the Sukkot. So the Gemara jumps right away and says, my time at the Rebbe Eliezer, and the Gemara explains Teshuvah in the Durum, my time at the Rabbanon. And finally, the Gemara says that even the Rabbanon agree that the first night is different. And the Gemara explains, Nema kan chamisha osir, mem chamisha osir chagamatzes, alahalan laila rishon chayvim, kan bechushus, of kan laila rishon chayvim, kan bechushus. So basically, when all this dust settles within the view of the Chum, that of course we accept the view of the Chum, the Halacha, the Gemara suggests that Rabbi Eliezer himself may have even backed out the Ma'aseh from Mishita. So we're not going to spend too much time on Rabbi Eliezer right now. The way we accept Allah, according to the Chachamim, Madira Rishus, you're not really mechuyev to the Sukkah the rest of the week. If you choose to eat food that is a Ma'aseh Dira, as we spoke about Berichas, then of course that has to be done in the Sukkah. But you're permitted to avoid doing a Ma'aseh Dira altogether and just survive on potato chips and popcorn. Stay away from the pretzels. But potato chips and popcorn and fruits and vegetables from a healthy among us, and that would be perfectly okay the rest of the week. But the first night, everything is different. The first night is that mitzvah, midat Torah, chach nemra loch v'sina, gzer shava, chamish osa, compared to chagamatas. And of course, we live in Chutz Lawrence, so we have a sveik of the yoma, so whatever applies the first night, of course, for us, but the Rabban applies the second night. Ad kan divya gemara. So there is a fundamental question, a fundamental hakira one can raise about just the how this mitzvah of sukkah / first night plays out according to the view of the Chachamim. So the starting point, according to the Chachamim, was that there's no need to eat in the sukkah on the first night even. Because if you really believe that teishu means ke'ein dira, madira iboy ochil, iboy lo ochil, so then the first night is no different than the third day chalamoid. And the starting point, according to the Chachamim, is you're not mechuyev to eat anything in the sukkah. I mean, again, if you choose to do a ma'aseh dira, so then that's fine, then we'll discuss that. But if you choose not to do a ma'aseh dira, even on the first night, you're not mechuyev to. Kamash balon. That's the starting point. That's the start, before the gezeirah shava enters into the world. Now, we are recipients of this wonderful gezeirah shava. Chamishos, chamishos, also. Yesh lachkor, what is the nature of this gezeirah shava? So one can understand the gezeirah shava one of two ways. Either one can understand that we were 100% correct in our analysis, in the view of the Chachamim, of what the mitzvah of sukkah is all about. And the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah means, shuto kemashmo, madira iboy ochli by the ochil, so to sukkah iboy ochli by ochil. And there is no chiv of yeshiva besukkah, not on the third day of Chalamoid, not on Hashanah Rabbi afternoon, and not on the first night of sukkah season. There's no mechayev al pasukas day shivas yomim. There's no way in the world that the mitzvah pasukas day shivas yomim could be a mechayev to eat. So what mechayev to eat for? There's a new mitzvah, a brand new din, a din lifnei atzma called achila b'leil chamisha osar v'tishrei. Where did that come from? Because there is shava. Ma achila b'leil chamisha osar v'nisan. So too achila b'leil chamisha osar v'tishrei. Now, achila. The two different mitzvahs achila, the two sides of mitzvah achila that the Torah gives us, are not just tam achila. The Torah puts a certain manner, a certain method that I have to do, a certain type of achila that I have to do. On Leil Chamisha Asar ben Nisan, that achila cannot simply be a bag of potato chips. It has to be matzah. It's a mitzvah achila that is defined by mitzvah achilas matzah. On Leil Tesvav Tishrei, it is a mitzvah achila. I didn't say the word matzah. It is a mitzvah achila that has to take place where? In the sukkah. But it's a mitzvah achila. Don't call it a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. That's inaccurate to call it yeshiva besukkah, because there's no way a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah can be a mitzvah that you have to do, because yeshiva by its very definition conjures up the image, according to the Chachamim, of madira ibayoch libaylo ochil. So when the halacha requires of us to eat in the sukkah, we have to change the name of the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. It's a mitzvah achila besukkah. That mitzvah achila has to be besukkah. How do you know what I have to eat? Fish steak, what I have to eat. Maybe I can eat potato chips. So mistoma, that's part of the gzeirah shava. Just as the mitzvah of achilas tesvav nisan has to be dogon, has to be chamesh bin dogon, it's got to be a halachic lechem. So too, the mitzvah achila in the sukkah has to be a halachic lechem as well. Now, if one wants to get really, really picky, one could take this gzeirah shava to the ultimate extreme and say, what? If you really believe that it's got to be patterned after matzah, so then I got a new chumrah for you. What's the new chumrah? Got to eat matzah to sukkah. Right? That's not crazy. Between you and me, that's not a crazy conclusion. Once you're telling me that the mitzvah is not really sukkah anymore, the mitzvah is achila, it's patterned after matzah, it's a patterned legamri after matzah. So it's not so crazy to say that. The Torah's Kohanim actually has that as a havamina. And the Torah's Kohanim says, no, it's not true. The Torah's Kohanim puts out a puzzle, it's not true. That achila on Leil Tesvav Tishrei need not be dafka matzah, the same way that the Leil achilas Tesvav Nisan need not be outside in your sukkah either. So sukkahs and Pesach are similar in they both have a chiyav achila. They both have a chiyav achila Leil Tesvav. They both have a non-negotiable chiyav achila. They both have a chiyav achila on kezayis dogon, or whatever the shiur of dogon is, of grain, chamesh bin dogon. And they only part ways in a very, 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 very small way. One, the mitzvah takes place in a sukkah, and the other takes place dafka with a chafta for matzah. But bi'ikaron, it's the same mitzvah, just like nuances at the very end that are different. And so that's one way of understanding this chiyuv according to the Chacham. However, can one present to me a different way of understanding the legamri? A totally kemerch mizrachi ma'ariv. A different way of understanding what the nature of the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, the first night of sukkah, is?
Maybe that is that to have a dogon, but once you have a dogon, then you have to eat
the mitzvah. Well, I want a fundamentally different kind of a mitzvah. I want to take less emphasis on the mitzvahs achilas dogon and more emphasis on what? It's yeshiva sukkah. But who are you joking? That when you go to the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs, you're not really eating the sukkah. You're really doing a ma'is achila, but nebuch. What can you do? The Torah said it's got to be in the sukkah. Come on. This is sukkah. Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim. Aye, what do you mean? But doesn't Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim mean, doesn't yeshiva mean Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lewachel? It's an optional? What's the answer? Sometimes it means that. But sometimes it means B'Teres Chiyuv. The same way that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the word yeshiva dafka meant B'Teres Chiyuv, it's not negotiable. You have to do it Be'Mi Yomim Elayla. We accept Rabbi Eliezer vis-a-vis one out of the 14 meals. Means we don't accept Rabbi Eliezer's view that Yudalat Sudas Chayev Adam Lecha B'Sukkah. That far we don't go. But we, based on the Gzeirah Shavah, accept Rabbi Eliezer's view that there is one out of the 14 meals that is a Torah's Chi of Gomim in a Torah. We don't apply the rule of Yiboy Ochli Boy Lo Ochil. That regular rule is trumped by the Gzeirah Shavah. But to say that it's not a mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, That's incorrect. That's not right. So at the end of the day, everybody agrees we're going out to that sukkah on the first night of sukkahs, and we're about to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. So we're all pumped up, we're all psyched up. You know, we're we're looking at this chach, and we're hini muchem zuman, hini zuchem to do what? What mitzvah are we doing? So according to the first understanding, we're doing a mitzvah sachila that happens to be taking place in the sukkah. According to the second shot, we're doing a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. It's the same mitzvah yeshiva besukkah as we're going to do tomorrow for lunch. It's just tomorrow for lunch is an ibay achim. Tonight is a real chiyuv, but the ikaron it's the same mitzvah. So a very lomdish shayla. Mamash, your father's trying to make hamotzi on the chal. Your mother's got all the food cooking in the kitchen, and you're sitting there pimpling about what the nature of the mitzvah is. Achila yeshiva. My nafkamina. What in the world's the difference?
Rain.
Oh, so tell me more. Tell me more. I don't even want to hear the word rain yet. We pointed out in previous sugyas that there is a unique tour. There is a din prati that exempts us from sukkah, a din that we do not find in kol haterakula. What is that tour called?
Mitzvah.
V'shtei mitzvah is potter. So Gemara, Rav mitzvah potter v'sukkah. How did Rav know it? Gemara is silent. What do we explain? What's the mach mitzvah is potter? Our old friend, Teishu Kein Taduru. When I walk into the sukkah, I have to make the following question. I have to raise the following question. When I walk into my house under these circumstances, so we have another house to live in. I have no other place to live in. It's hard to test. I have my house, 36 Rector Court. I haven't owned another house across the street. Lou Yitzhak, I have another house across the street. I walk into my house at 36 Rector Court, and it's freezing cold. The heat is broken. It's 35 degrees outside. I'm in Krakow, and it's 32 degrees outside. I checked very, very carefully. I went back on the website later that night about the Krakow in the beginning of October, the middle of October, the end of October, northern Poland, southern Poland. It got Labor Day. I even plugged in the town where my grandmother came from, so to see what the weather forecast there was for middle October. So it's a little under chilly right. It's definitely colder than it is in New York, but not like, you know, it's not the North Pole, which is good for us to hear that, because on a chilly night in New York, we could say maybe we're no worse than the Ramos crack. Anyway, back to that story. So, I come to my house, 36 Rector Court, and the heat's not working. And I know I can just go across the street and have dinner and comfortable. Would I do that? Would I not do that? That's how cold it is. Well, I walk into my house at 36 Rector Court, and you won't believe it, but there's a leak in the ceiling. And I'm sitting down having my dinner, a drip. At what point would I pack up, close up shop, and go across the street? So that's the din. If I reach that point of discomfort in my house that would force me to move across the street, I have a right in the sukkah to move out of the sukkah as well. And I'll zen them of a teishu kein tadu. What if I'm sitting, I come to my house, Pesach night, I'm about to sit down at my Seder, and I realize it's very, very cold outside. The heat is not working. It's freezing cold in my house. Oh, bin potter from matzah. It's a joke. Potter from matzah. And it's very, very cold in shul. The first day, I'm potter from lulav. And it's very uncomfortable in shul Rosh Hashanah. You know, one of the biggest problems in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is climate control. Okay? Even in the Beis HaMikdash, you had a problem with climate control. The Mishnah says that it was sometimes very cold in Yom Kippur night. The mikveh was very cold. The Kohen Gadol is an older man. He goes first thing in the morning. He's going to get pneumonia from going to the mikveh. So there was a problem. In these days, in the Beis HaMikdash, you had a problem with climate control. So the biggest nightmares of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is to make sure that everyone's happy, because inevitably, half the shul wants the windows open, half the one closed, this one wants the heat on, this one wants the air conditioning on, this one wants a daven only when it's 61 degrees, this one wants a daven when it's 85 degrees. So we have to try to make shalom. Bottom line is, I'm uncomfortable in shul, and it's time for the kishayfer. I've been potter from the kishayfer. I'm sugar. Of course you have a kishayfer. So there's no din prati of mitzvah potter. So I'm going to everybody say, come to first night sukkahs, mitzvah chai, mitzvah potter. What do you think the din should be? So the answer is obvious. If you hold that the nature of the mitzvah on the first night is like achilas matzah, it's not really yeshiva mesukkah. It's a mitzvah achila that just kind of parenthetically is taking place in the sukkah, but it's no longer governed by the rules of yeshiva. Haraya, iboy och, iboy le'och, which is rooted in yeshiva, is not a poter on the first night. If that's the case, that's not called the yeshiva anymore, it's called an achila, then mitzvah is going to be chayim for the first set of sukkahs. But if you hold that this is basically a mitzvah of yeshiva, there's a quirk that you chayev, you don't have the p'tur of yibayach, yibayach, but the other din of yeshiva still apply. And therefore, there's no reason to assume that mitzvah is going to be any more chayev on the first night than any other day or night of sukkahs. So this is the Mefarish Machlokes of Yisharim, the Magid Mishnah, the Sefer Nehemiah Mekomes, quotes a Tosfos, based on a Tosfos in Brachos. Kasu v'Tosfos, Kamen Shalayla, Rishon Chayev, Afilo Yoyin Gisham Chayev Lechol Shom. The Rashba kasu v'Tshuva She'enu Chayev, Chayniker. Chayk is Tosfos in the Rashba. Are you Chayev in the rain? What did I just assume in the last 5 minutes? I introduced you a Chakir about, is Bitzta Chayev, Bitzta Potter. I referenced the Magid Mishnah Machlokes Tosfos in the Rashba about rain, and I connected the dots. What did I just assume? That they're connected. What else did I just assume?
That rain's a tsar.
The p'tur of rain is mitzvah. I made an assumption. What led me to believe that the p'tur of rain is a mitzvah? The Mishnah says it rains, you leave the sukkah. The Gemara says there's a p'tur called mitzvah, p'tur in a sukkah. What other reason could it be that you're leaving the sukkah in the rain? It must be that leaving the sukkah in the rain is the hanoach, it's the same din as leaving the sukkah for the skunks, leaving the sukkah for the cold, leaving the sukkah for the heat. It's all the same parish, it's all the same Torah and star. And therefore, when I saw Machlekes Yisharim, thanks to the Rashba, do you have to sit in the sukkah the first night in the rain? I just extrapolated to mean, oh, well, that's the same Shaila, is there Torah and star, which fits nice and neatly into my Chakir. So, everything I just said in the last 10 minutes is hinging on one equation. The equation is rain equals tsar. That is the poter for rain in the sukkah. Can somebody question that equation? Can someone come up with a theory that maybe rain is poter, you're poter in the sukkah in the rain? It's true because of mitzvah, but that may not be the only reason. Maybe another reason also. It is true. I'm not arguing that it's very uncomfortable in the sukkah when it's pouring rain on you. You're trying to eat your soup, but it's pouring on you. You're trying to eat your challah, and it's becoming a gebrach six times over. Could there be another reason why rain is a poter? Well, who are you quoting? Yourself. But who are you really quoting? You're quoting a comment of the Vilna Gaon, the Bi'ur HaGra. The comment of the Gra. The Gra has a very, very cryptic comment in Hilchos Sukkah and Bi'ur HaGra, where he says, when it's raining in the sukkah, lav shem sukkah Allah. This is nishkein sukkah. What is the Gaon saying with those four words? Lav shem sukkah Allah. Let's plug it in some brisket there. What the Gaon is saying is that when it's raining in the sukkah, it's not just a p'tur hawat.
It's
hagavra. It's not just you as a gavra putted from your ability to perform the mitzvah because it's not teshukah in taduru. It's a felt, it's a chisorum, it's lacking in your mitzvah as a gavra of teshuvah. But in addition to that, Zok the Gaon, the chevtze from sukkah is nishkin chevtze. It's nishkin sukkah. That's not called a sukkah. Why? No idea. Why is that called a sukkah? Remember we said all along, we spoke about this in the Tefillin Sukkah recently, whenever you speak about a mitzvah, you have to always be careful. Are you talking about dinim that emanate from the Chavtze Shal Mitzvah? Or are you dealing with dinim that emanate from the Maisa Mitzvah Gavra? Right? We spoke about this a lot earlier in the week. The P'tur of rain, before the Gaon entered onto the scene, everybody thought the P'tur of rain is a P'tur HaGavra. The Sukkah is a Sukkah. What's wrong with the Sukkah? You want to know what could be wrong with the sukkah? I'll tell you what could be wrong with the sukkah. If it's less than 10 tefachim tall, it's not a shem sukkah. More than 20 avos tall, it's not a shem sukkah. Less than 7 by 7, tefachim wide, you know, with a length, not a sukkah. If the schach is made out of davar mekapach tumah, nishkein sukkah. If it's a sukkah tachas ilan, nishkein sukkah. If the walls are flapping in the wind, to whatever degree that's called flapping in the wind, nishkein sukkah. So I just rattled off 6, 7, 8 different halachas that emanate from the Chavtz of Sukkah. And the Gra added on a 9th one. He said, it's raining. So where did that come from? If we state in the Halig Torah that a raining Sukkah is not called a Sukkah. All the dinim of Sukkah come from a combination of really two sources. One is the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah, Tatz Nechoyim, V'Os B'Chamegar Nechoyim Yigvecha. So the Gemara says the first break of Sukkah that the schach has to be migarnecha mikvecha. What does that mean? The psel is garn v'yekev. Garn v'yekev means the threshing floor, the wine presses, the aloe presses. After you finish taking out the edible parts, what's left behind in the wine press? The psel is garn v'yekev. What's left behind? The branches, the vines. What's left behind in the aloe press? The leaves, the branches. What's left behind in the threshing floor? Not the grain part, not the edible part of the other part of the grain, the other part of the wheat. It's not edible. All those things are dvarim she'ena makabim tuma. All those things are gidulam in the aretz. They're all things that grow on the ground. They're all things that ena mechubarim lekarka. They're not connected to karka. So all the dinei schach are patterned after that pasuk. Mipseles gerim v'yekev. That's a din with the deraisa. That schach has to be mipseles gerim v'yekev. And if it's not, that's not a chefetz of a sukkah. Some of the other dinim that govern a sukkah, how do you know how tall the sukkah has to be? So that's already based on other things. That maybe Allah Mursina, maybe the coin is based on sukkim. How do you know if the sukkah is more than 20 amas? It's possible. That's the first sukkah in sukkah. Maybe it's not nikal yayin, you can't see anymore. Whatever. Maybe it's dearest keva. So there are a whole array of different dinim that discuss the chefetz of sukkah. But I'm still searching for where does the word rain come into the possible psul in the chefetz of sukkah. What are you saying by that?
Wouldn't it be a dira?
You're saying that that's also the din of teishu kein taduru is mafkia the din chefetza from the sukkah. Who are you really quoting by saying that? Last time we quoted the Gra. Who are you quoting now? The Mordechai, back from a few weeks ago. The Mordechai made that jump between Teishu and Taduru. If you build the sukkah in a place where you can't do Dira, that's a chisan in the etzem achefts of the sukkah. First of all, that Mordechai was a very, very, very big chiddush. And if that's true, that's not unique to rain. That can be true about other things as well. And the Gra didn't say that yet. The Gra didn't make that sweeping statement, Lav Shem Sukkah, Lav by other mitzvahs. It's only by rain. So I'm still looking for something. What is it? Ma mishtana rain from other mitzvahs? When it's raining in the Sukkah, what is not functioning properly? What is not doing what it's supposed to be doing? The schach. The goal of the schach is, what does it mean? L'sachech, to what? It's supposed to cover you. It's supposed to protect you. It's doing a great job. It's pouring through. So here I'm sitting down in my hut with my roof over my head, and I realize I don't have a roof over my head. So when the schach is not functioning as schach properly because of the lamaisa, the reality is it's raining outside. The goin at gezok, the goin is a chiddush gadol. Schach that's not protecting is nishkin schach. So if the sukkah is perfectly acceptable, the schach is doing what it's supposed to do, and the walls are doing what it's supposed to do, but there's a skunk in the backyard who just spritz, and now the place smells terrible. So that's not a chisaron in the chefetz. That's a p'tur in the gavra. But when there's chisaron mitzad the sichuch haschach, that's kiyud. There's no schach here. There's no schach here. There's nishkin sichuch. La shem sugalo. That's the chiddush from the goyim.
So that would mean that if you have walls that are loose fabric, but it's just not windy, so it's not puffing the wind, then that would be a good wall.
So that's a different word. Here is a Gemara in the second breakup of Sukkah says that there's a shear of mechitzas. The din is that there's no halacha that governs what the mechitzas for Sukkah have to be made of. Becholos and defunas. But the Gemara says it just as in Uchaz Erevin and other areas of halacha we find that there's a shear of strength in mechitzas. Mechitzas she'en yichol lamav ne'aruach is not called a mechitza. So when you build the sukkah and it's en yichol lamav ne'aruach, how do you define en yichol lamav? That's a big machlok is how you define it. But whatever you think the definition en yichol lamav ne'aruach is, so that's mechitzas command to life. That's like a mechitza less than 10 tvachim. So that mechitza doesn't exist in halacha. So now, since part of the halacha of Sinai is, you require gibel defanos for a sukkah. It's not enough just to have schach. You have to have defanos, and this doesn't meet the criteria of a shir dofen. So it's schach without walls.
So schach meets the criteria, but only when it's not
ready. The schach, again, it's kosher schach mitam. It's made out of the right material, but schach that right now can't prevent the rain, so that's not called schach.
Let's say if I would build a sukkah behind a garbage dump or something like that where it smells. So when the wind comes, it smells and I can't sit there. But when it's not windy, I can sit there.
Right, that's right.
Would that be okay? Would that be...
I mean, that probably wouldn't be the best place to build a sukkah.
But I'm just saying...
Technically speaking, that would be okay. Yeah. So Rabbi Sai, now let's go back to our Shaila. About the first night of Sukkot, it's raining. Chayev HaPotter. So before I quoted Machlekes Tais in the Rashba, and I said it depends on, is this called the Mitzvah Yeshiva, is it called Mitzvah Achila? Who wants to revamp what I just said? Even if what? Yeah.
Even if you theoretically would have had a clear, so it's possible you can't do
anything. Oh, it means even if you want to tell me that it's a mitzvah sachila, and therefore it's not subject to the pturim, but it's a mitzvah sachila where? I can't be yetzir mitzvah sachila in my house, I can't be yetzir mitzvah sachila in the street, I can't be yetzir mitzvah sachila in a possible sukkah. If you accept this shtickle Torah from the going, lav shem sukkah law. So when I go the first night into the sukkah and I eat in the rain, that's the lach equivalent of eating in a sukkah which has a metal roof to it, which is not a sukkah. That's like eating a sukkah that's 10 tvach, that's 9.5 tvachim tall. Eating a sukkah that's 25 amas tall. It's not a sukkah. So even if you hold it, it's a bit tzachila, but the bit tzachila has to be in a sukkah. So we really have three different logical possibilities out there, what my take is on rain in the first night of sukkahs. So I can go down the route of saying that I don't accept the grah. I think that a sukkah is called a sukkah even in the rain. And therefore, if I hold as a mitzvah chila, then I'm chayiv in the sukkah in the first night. Because v'ad v'derais, I'm chayiv ek abrocha, mamash the whole 9 yards. That's one possibility. Or I can take the approach that, no, I really think I'm potter, because I think the p'tur mitzvah applies, because I think that the mitzvah of the sukkah in the first night is basically a mitzvah yeshiva, with all the p'tur mitzvah. Or I can take a third approach, that's the approach of the garden, saying, it is a mitzvah chila, but l'mais it's impossible to fulfill. Because the mice, it's not a sukkah. So I have three logical possibilities.
According to what we said about Teshu and Mordechai, would we be able to say the inverse that the mitzvah sachila you have to eat in the sukkah because there is a shem sukkah to it, but the fact that Hamishah Asar would force me to eat in the sukkah? Meaning, if you learned it like a grah, the sukkah wouldn't be a sukkah, right?
Right, so then I would be mechuyev to go, but the ma'aseh it's raining wherever I go. I mean, I'm not mechuyev to go out of the tchum, not allowed to go out of the tchum. So in all of Bergen, from all of Tito, all of Bergen County, it's raining. What do you want from me? You're right, if I went to Florida, I could be a Tito
Mitzvah. According to the Mordechai, then could you possibly say that there'd be a fee of Chamishah Asar, even though that we have the Teshu, which would technically be the Padre, right?
If you like to go against the grah. If you like the grah,
if you like the grah, then you're potter completely. Right. If you like the mordechai, then you'd say be chayav according to achila, but not according to
maybe.
Just a clarification: according to Tosfos, who holds that you're chayav on the first night, even if it's raining, I still don't understand why mitzvah wouldn't potter that.
Because it's not a mitzvah yeshiva anymore; it's a mitzvah achila.
It still is a potter mitzvah.
There's a potter mitzvah and a different mitzvah. That's tomorrow's mitzvah, not tonight's mitzvah. Tonight is like matzah.
So, according to Tosfos, Teshu doesn't apply.
Doesn't apply the first night. That's right.
All of the halachas that we're going to
have. Yeah, that's right. It's a bitzah zachila, right? So, how should we paskin halacha d'shan? Three different logical possibilities. Again, obviously, two practical nafkaminas. Either yeah or no. So, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Yard Gashamim, Hareza Dichlas Sasach Bayis. If it's raining, go home. You leave the sukkah finished. What does the Shulchan Aruch not make a mention of? Doesn't make any distinction. By his lack of differentiating between the first night and subsequent nights, it's clear the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, like the Rashba, like the Maharal Mishnah's Chenikah, you potter finish, come on now. Why you potter? You think the Shulchan Aruch needed the Shulchan Aruch to fill a goal? Probably didn't need it. I think, truthfully, my heart of hearts, the Shulchan Aruch held, it's a mitzvah yeshiva, it's not a razzle-dazzle mitzvah achila. And it's subject to all the Peturim of Yeshiva, and Mitzvah Potem in a Sukkah, and finish, go home, enjoy Yom Tov meal with your wife and kids, because you're totally, completely Potter in the rain. That's the Pshat, that's the Pshat of Shukkah. What does Rambam say? Rambam, at the end of the third of the Mamakoimis, the Chol Zeh, says the Rambam, Dafka Mishai Yomim, Laila Rishayna Tzorech Lecho Kazayis Pesucha Af Im Gishamim Yardin. Did the Ramos say that hesitatingly? Did the Ramah make reference to a machlokes? What did the Ramah say? Read again. What did he say? Tzorich. Chayev. Yeruchuyim Midaraisa. How is the Ramah machriya? Like Tysus. What did the Ramah never heard of? Never heard. Have you heard of it? Stai. Never heard of Hushtikul Torah? The Gra. Let me say Chayes to the Gra. So Machlokes the Mechaber and the Ramah. So what should I take on this topic be before the Gra ends into the scene? What should I take on this topic be? So the Mishnah Berurah throws his hands up. A long, long, long Mishnah Berurah in the fourth and Rabbi Kevin. Mishnah Berurah throws his hands up. And he quotes from the Gedolei Achronim who say, you know, at the end of the day, we're not convinced the Mechaber is right, we're not convinced the Ramah is right. And therefore, we, capital W, have accepted that this is a Sveik in the Dida. And we're not sure what to do. So now let's walk me through Rabbi's side. I come home from shul, it's raining on the first night. It's pouring rain the first night. Walk me through. What should I do? What do you think the din should be before you read the long Mishnah Berurah? Shulchan Aruch, Zach Tazoy, Zach Tazoy, Ramah Zach Tazoy, Tazoy, Zach Tazoy, Rashba Zach Tazoy, Sveika, we don't know what to do. So we have a suffix whether we're mechuyev in the mitzvah deraisa of Sukkah right now. So what do you do? No, I gave it away. What's the klal? Sveika deraisa, you got to do it. Unless you're a diehard, you know, Shulchan Aruch man who really believes that there is Vada Yipata, we're not so sure. The Ramah didn't think that way. We're not sure what it is. We're going to insist you go and eat that Sukkah. Based on Sveika deraisa l'chomro, we're going to insist you eat the Sukkah. However, what's going to be the downside? We cannot let you make a bracha that way. Because even though we paskin Sveika deraisa l'chomro, there is another principle we also paskin called what? Sveika brachas l'chomro. So like any other Sveika deraisa, let's say for example, it's Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, I can't remember that he has shofar or not. It's been a long day, I don't remember that he has shofar. What do we tell you to do? Blow shofar again, but without a what? Without a bracha. So basically that's what we're telling you also. So it's pouring rain, 8 o'clock at night, go into the sukkah, make kiddush, wash, make hamotzi, don't make leishim sukkah, eat your challah, and then do what? And then get out of there. There's no mitzvah to eat your fish, and to eat your salad, to eat your chicken, and to eat your dessert in the sukkah. Whatever mitzvah there may have been, you ate already, the chiyah was, whatever the shiur was, kezayis, kemetz, whatever you think the shiur was for the first night. And get lost and go back home and enjoy the rest of the yontif with your wife and kids. Now, I didn't make mention of this waiting game. We're waiting, maybe it'll clear up. I'll tell you why I'm not making mention of that yet. I don't know what you're waiting for exactly. What the goal of waiting is. And number two, the weather forecast tells me it's going to rain for the next week. Or at least for the next 3 hours. So I don't have that leisure that the Chofetz Chaim had of not knowing what the weather is going to be. I know Gan's good. The weather is going to rain till 4 o'clock in the morning. What am I waiting for? So, bottom line, I understand what the practice should be. It makes a lot of sense. But now I want to take it to the next level. Okay? 7 o'clock at night, I went into the sukkah in the pouring rain. I made kiddush, ate my kezayis, without a bracha, came in, enjoyed my meal. It's going to follow me. Everything's beautiful, wonderful. I bench. It's 10 o'clock at night. I'm sitting, it's steiging, and learning away. A whole sugya of yeshiva basukkah, and mitzvah, part of the sukkah, learning the whole sugya of chavzayin and sukkah. And all of a sudden, what do I notice? The clouds have scattered. The moon is shining. It's a beautiful autumn night. No more rain. What's my shadow? Let's go into the sukkah, honey. Assuming the sukkah is dry. My shlok, whatever. Sukkah is dry. And I'm going to go back. I ate the sukkah already. At 7 o'clock, I ate my kezayis in the sukkah. What do I have to go back for? 10 o'clock at night. I want to go to sleep. Bracha. Well, I'll make a bracha tomorrow. What's my shiloh now? Who's going to explain to me what my latest esophagus is? Do I have to go back? Think of some of the sukkahs that we learned at the very, very beginning of this month. If I do a mitzvah at a time when what? When I'm potter, what happens? It doesn't count, doesn't register. Remember, we spoke a lot about this. Guy eats pots, but he's a shaita, right? Doing mitzvahs at a time of tour is not a good recipe for fulfilling mitzvahs. No, I want you to walk with the room. Come on, let's hear it. How would you pass the shaila? Rabbi, it's 10 o'clock at night, I gotta go back or not. If...
if you say that I was putter and that there was no mitzvah, then...
because mitzvah is putter on the first night, right?
Then
what do you mean no?
Then I would have to... sorry.
And I'm the chuyah mitzvah to go back.
Right? But if we say that there was a mitzvah, it's just that I didn't have a sukkah to do it with, then...
I never heard the grow yet. The grow that hasn't entered into the world yet. I'm still Shulchan Aruch Ramah, people. I'm still in the 1600s. So if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch that I'm potter like Amre in the rain, I ate in the rain. I ate in the rain. That's not a mitzvah. That's like a kotter, like a shaykh doing a mitzvah. That doesn't count. So of course they have to go back with their eyes. But if you hold like the Ramah, who said what? What did Ramah pass in?
You were
chayef. You were chayef. So now I was yaitzeh ready. Went to Ramah. I don't have to go back. What do I gain by going back? I was yaitzeh ready. So what would you think we should do now? Now Gevalt Kishrik and have a suffek. Who's right? Remember, 3 hours ago, I didn't know who was right, the Mechaber, the Ramah. 3 hours ago, the Ramah was the one who pushed me into the Sukkah. Now it's the Shulchan Aruch pushing me into the Sukkah. So what do you think I should do? Safek what? I should go back and eat the Sukkah. Here's the tricky one. I'm going to go back into the Sukkah at 10 o'clock at night. I sit down with a piece of challah. Yeh bracha, nish bracha. What do you think? Who's going to say no bracha? Why no bracha? So Safek, so bracha's a halacha, right? Who's going to tell me no, wrong, yes, bracha? Why? Again, I just said suffering brachas.
Yeah, but you never said, I mean, power to be
a suffering,
so there's no...
You never said the
bracha. So what? But I did the mitzvah already according to the Ramah. It's too late.
Are you coming in again, sitting again, inside the...
So therefore what? What are you saying, Mr. Baham? It's no worse than what?
Going in during the day.
Then tomorrow! If I go third day chalamoid into the sukkah to eat a piece of bread... So I make a bracha leishim b'sukkah. I have no problems making leishim b'sukkah at 10 o'clock at night. Even if I was yaitzeh my mitzvah before, good, I was yaitzeh, and I was a no mitzvah. This is not the mitzvah chiyuvis of the first night, it's the mitzvah of the rest of the week. Why is it any worse than tomorrow lunch? So that's exactly what Mishnah Berurah says. Precisely what Mishnah Berurah says. So that's the Seder Dvarim. I'm going to forget the waiting game for now. The Seder Dvarim is very simple. It's machlokes b'chavin ermah, unresolved machlokes. Sveik the rice of the chumrah. You got to eat the sukkah in the rain. You don't make a bracha as a suffolk. You enjoy your, you go back to the house, enjoy your meal with your family, come back at 10 o'clock if it stopped raining, and enjoy. And go back and eat another piece of challah to be yod to the sheet that's a shulchan aruch that you were potter before. Here you can make a bracha al chaladeus because it's no worse than tomorrow's lunch. So far, those are two easy psukim.
There's one thing. Then you'd never be making a
shekhyon
on the sukkah.
I don't even say the word shekhyon. Shekhyon is too complicated. I don't even say shekhyon. I have enough trouble figuring out the relationship. I'm going to depict to you now another scenario. Started out the same. Come home if the shul is pouring rain. Put on my raincoat. Do my game of eating the sukkah in the pouring rain without a bracha. Go back home. Enjoy my meal. Bench. Sit and learn. But you know what happens? It's still raining. 10 o'clock at night. 11 o'clock at night. Pouring rain. So what do? I go to sleep. You know, I'm getting a little older. I don't sleep so well. 3 o'clock in the morning, I jump out of bed. Why? Stop. I jump out of bed and I'm curious. I lean over to my window and what do I notice?
It's not raining.
It's a beautiful moon lit sky. Hageshem chalaf halach loy. Now it's Mashiach. Let's go back down and go eat in the sukkah. Walk me through this one. I want to hear this one. Walk me through it.
Yeah. If your meat's dire, to get up from your bed, then you can putter either way. If your meat's dire is high up, and you ate when you were dire, so you're already putter. And if you were putter, if your meat's dire is putter, then you have to go down to the sukkah.
Gevaldik, you were mechaber to the mishabura.
I read it.
That's also called mechaber. Some people read it and don't understand what they're reading. So you read it and you understood your reading. So you said it, you hit it on the nose. Zok to Mishnah Bura, I got a Gevalik and for this guy. Why? Mamad of Shach, says Mishnah. Just decide. If it's not the first time, Chayav Potter. I'll play a game with you, says Mishnah. If you hold like the Ramah, it's not as Chayav in the first night. I was young, too many at 7 o'clock, but I have to go back down at 3 o'clock for him. If you hold him, it's not as Potter on the first night. So then guess what? What a pain in the neck for me to go down to the sukkah. I gotta go, first of all, I gotta go. it's a little, you know, it's a little chilly. Yeah, then I go find the sweatshirt. Then I had a bed and a raise a cup. I'm waking up my wife, waking up my kids. Gotta go downstairs. And I go open the door. I gotta go make sure everything's dry. Come on, it's a pain in the neck. Ich bin a what? Star. Says Mishmur Manoshach. If it starts chayv, you yoyk tzitzev lepach. If it starts poti, you poti. Go back to sleep. Wake up in the morning for shachars. That's the famous pesach of Mishmur. Come a whole group of later poskim and disagree with the cool of the Mishmur. Why do they disagree? Based on what? Cool of Mishmur is ironclad. What do they disagree with? No. What's the answer? Which person throws this Manoshach off? The Gra. What does the Gra hold? The Gra holds, there's no Ptur Mitzdar in the first night. If it smells, you have to eat in smelly sukkah. There's no Ptur Mitzdar. It's a Mitzdachit, it's not a Mitzdach Yeshiva. The Gra says you still want Yaitze in the rain. You know why? Not because there's a Ptur Mitzdar. Why want you Yaitze in the rain? Because when you wait in the rain, it wasn't a sukkah. It's Lav Shem Sukkah Allah. You gain nothing. It's like eating in a sukkah with a metal roof. According to the Shita, the Hilga Goin, you are mechuyav midaraisa to get yourself out of bed, put on that sweatshirt, try not to wake everybody up along the way, and get down there and make a bracha because you're mechuyav midaraisa in the mitzvah of sukkah. You were not yaitzeh before because what you did before, well, you didn't eat in the sukkah. You ate in a roof which has a holes in it. That's nishkein sukkah. Lav shem sukkah. So many of the later poets can say, we should follow the goin, we should be fresh for the goin, it's a deraisa. So I'll tell you, ma'isa shoya. Ma'isa kachoya. This goes back where I was around your age or so, I don't know, 18, 19, around, give or take. And it was raining on the first night of Sukkot. I grew up in Riverdale. It's down where I really sure. And the first night of Sukkot, I really gave the psak and said, in shul, everyone should go out to the sukkah and eat a piece of challah, the sukkah in the rain, without a leshiv of a sukkah. And then he said, and take a look later, you know, if it clears up before you go to sleep, go back down again with the leish of a sukkah. And then he said, and if by some chance it's still raining when you go to sleep, but you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you notice that it's clear, don't follow the cool of the Bishabura. Go down nochamol to the sukkah, mid abrach leish of a sukkah, to be yaitze kedach, then she's not going. And I remember those words were reverberating in my mind, you know. My heart and soul, if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, what do you think happened that night? I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. My Rebbe's words scared me. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, my body jumped up, the natural, biological, halakhic clock jumps up. I look outside, and lo and behold, what? Beautiful moon. Kabbalah. But I lived in an apartment building. Our sukkah was 4 flights downstairs in the parking lot. According to Mishnah Bura, Chaylech Mitzdar Goldam Izzah, Shlepzuch down 4 flights in the middle of the night. You know what I did? What did I do? I slept. I went down. I still remember Ada Yoyim Hazeh. I noticed there were a couple of slices of bread. I don't know where the challah rolls. I couldn't find the challah rolls or something. Else. I noticed there was a loaf of bread sitting on the table. I grabbed me a couple of slices of bread, ran downstairs, made the kavana shleima leishe basukah. There was nobody else with me at the time. Later, I did not wake up my father. Yeah, he's wanted to rely on the Mishnah Bura. Wake up my father for chumras from going. And I remember saying kedas v'din leishe basukah 3 o'clock in the morning over 2 slices of bread. It was yaitz to the mitzvah. Was I yaitzi according to the Mishnah Bura?
No.
Lisafek, was I yaitzi? I think I was yaitzi the whole day, even according to the Mishnah Bura. I'll tell you why. Even though the Mishnah Bura said I didn't have to do that, I'm not mechuya based on this b'manoshach to schlep down. Who remembers? We spoke about this chayodom recently. About not all mitzvahs are the same. Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
When you have a mitzvah that a mitzvah didn't get to the sukkah, but the mitzvah got there, and when I'm sitting there, I'm comfortable. What did the chayyadim say? You yaitz to the mitzvah. Mitzdar meant I'm not mechuyev to get there, but if b'shas ma'is yeshiva, I'm no longer mitzdar, so I am yetzer the mitzvah. I may not have been mechuyev, according to the Mishmur, to schlep down the four flights, the steps, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and carry my bread and wear my sweatshirt. But once I'm there, and I'm sitting in that sukkah, mamash, kiyad ha-melech. Can't get a greater sukkah than that. Beautiful, wonderful. There was one thing bothering me about the sukkah. It was dark. You know why? Because the Shabbos clock went off at 12 o'clock at night. Because usually I used to sleep in that sukkah. So, now what? Gavalt, the doctor being mitzdar again. I could have theoretically carried a candle down. All I simply did was I opened the door of the sukkah. There was light coming in from the parking lot. So it wasn't, pitch black. Then it wasn't. It was a romantic evening. Nice by light of the parking lot floodlights as you enter the mitzvah. I didn't think I had to sleep in the sukkah that night. I'll tell you why. Like, I'd be sukkah as mitzvah. Why? It was still very damp on the floor, and it was dripping a little bit. You know, it's one thing to eat, two quick slices of bread, and, I could say I'm not mitzvah. But to go to sleep in a wet sukkah and start schlepping sich down the mattresses and the cold and the wet at 3 o'clock in the morning, for that, ich bin what? We'll wait for tomorrow night. For that, we'll mitzvah part of Minnesota. So when all the dust settles, three fundamental shittas in the Gedali HaPeskim. Some Rishayim say there's no Ptur Mitzdar, and therefore Yechayah, that's the Ramo Paskins. Some say there is a Ptur Mitzdar, and therefore you don't, that's the Pashtun Shulchan Aruch. And the Goyin Paskins, there's no Ptur Mitzdar, but you still can't do it L'mayis and L'rei. I'll share with you a Chiddush Gadol that appears in the Ritva. I don't think I put it in my Mekomis. It's in the Ritva, the Sechel Sukkah, I don't think I put it on, right? You tell me what you think about this Ritva. Zokta Ritva, third night Cholamoy, I don't want to go to sleep. I'm going to my simplest base Shoevas, I'm tansing with the Rebbe's, I'm not going to sleep. Is there anything wrong with that? Or it's Oshala Rabbanai, it's not learning Nishbar and I'm not sleeping. Is there anything wrong with that? What rule can we say? Iboy what? Iboy Yashin, Iboy Lo Yashin. Like Iboy Yachin, Iboy Yachin. Just paraphrase the Gemara. The same with that, I'm not Mechuyav. To eat in the sukkah, as long as I don't do a ma'isa dira that would rechai me in sukkah, I'm not going to do a ma'isa shayin either. I want to skip a night of sleep because I'm tired. Zok the ritva, v'med v'memurim, you're allowed to skip a night of sleep when? The last six nights, or chutzlach, last five, the first night of sukkahs, you're mechuyav to sleep in the sukkah. I want to learn mishra, I want to learn all night. I want to dance with the Rebbe. Nope. You mechuyev the rights to go fall asleep in the sukkah the first 9 seconds. Chiddush gadol for the ritva. That's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch Bechal. Nobody else quotes the ritva. What's the bir adav in the ritva? What's the ritva clearly learning and clearly not learning?
Ask you a question.
What's the ritva talking about? You're not mechuyev to sleep in Pesach. What does it mean? So the ritva is clearly learning. Now, what's the Xavier Shava teaching me? It's not being mechadish to me a mitzvah's chila. That would be ridiculous. It's a mitzvah chilu. What am I going to sleep for? Obviously, the Gzeir Shav is teaching me a mitzvah yeshiva. It's qualifying the mitzvah yeshiva and saying, what's normally a mitzvah yeshiva, b'tayrasi b'ayachli b'ayachil, the Gzeir Shav is trumping that and saying, the Gzeir Shav is redefining the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. That tonight, it's not subject to the kulubi b'ayachli b'ayachil. So the Ritva, now, cross the bridge. It's a big bridge. No one else crossed that bridge. But the Ritva crossed the bridge and said, well, if it's redefining the Achila Shabbo, it's really redefining the Yeshiva. And Yeshiva has multiple parts to it. Achila and Shena. And therefore, on the first night of Sukkah, just as you're Mechuyev to be Eichel, you're Mechuyev to be Yashin as well. Why don't we accept that Ritva? What is lacking in that Ritva? What are all the Rishayim? Nobody else quotes. Well, Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this Ritva. So you can understand that we left out this Ritva for one of two reasons. If you hold, like the Ramah, that it's not really mitzvah yeshiva, it's mitzvah chila, then the Ritva b'chlal wouldn't be true. Even if you hold that it's basically a mitzvah yeshiva, you could still argue, that when the Torah, the Gzereshava redefines the mitzvah yeshiva, it's not redefining the entire mitzvah, it's only redefining the achil chelek of yeshiva. Like, Eilon L'chadesh, Dinim D'Raisa that's made up, so we'll make a brand new Din Yesh V'ayim, that there's a chevas sheinit, the sukkah the first night, more than the rest of the week, Bechet Eisen. So the Ritva is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, not accepted L'Avacha. But the Ritva is clearly assuming it's yeshiva tikkadin. Why we disagree with the Ritva is not clear. Do we disagree with the Ritva because of the Ramos Cheshvin and the Mitzvah Chila? Or do we disagree with the Ritva because even Rizv it's yeshiva, but Eilon L'chadesh yeshiva me yeshiva? So the bottom line is, it's still somewhat of an open question what the nature of this mitzvah on the first night is. And the Gra threw this curveball, this monkey wrench at us, that it doesn't really matter what it is because ancient sukkah alone. So those two nekudas that we've been focused on today still require a little bit more beer. Hopefully that's up tomorrow. I want to go back a little bit to that Gra, just some of the ramifications, potentially if you accept or don't accept that Gra. And then move back to our primary sugya as to what else really matters, whether you put the focus, put the emphasis on achila versus yeshiva. We'll see you tomorrow.